Good morning, everyone. I'm John Myrie.
And I'm Art Malin.
And welcome to the Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. On this week's show, we're talking with Dennis down at Hayward Bait and Bottle. And then we've got a great interview with well-known fishing pro James Lindner. And then also, we've got some tips from Hayward Area Fishing Guide Eric Tuohy. Lots to cover on this week's show, all coming up right after these messages.
You want to get outdoors, you want to have some fun.
Imitation is the greatest form of flattery, but don't go with a cheap imitation when you can go with a Flow from Hayward Power Sports. Flow has been leading the way for 30 years. They were the first and are still the best in modular roll-in docks. Flow dock systems are rock solid and the easiest to install, level, and remove. Their easy leveling leg system lets you level the dock from the top side without ever getting wet. Select a welded-on aluminum surface in either gray or alumigrain finishes with long-lasting bake-on anti-slip paint finish. For a quantum leap forward in boat lift technology, check out Flow at Hayward Power Sports. Their patented vertical screwdrive lift is easier, faster, quieter, and smoother than other lifts. The easy leveling legs allow you to lower your lift 9.5 inches from the bottom, allowing it to work in less water. All Flow products come with a 15-year limited warranty, so if you want the best, go with the Flow at Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77 or at haywardpowersports.com.
Have more fun than ever before at Hayward Power Sports. Let's have some fun!
Riding along in my automobile.
Bumping into things unexpectedly? Make your first choice for collision repair, Ernie's Auto Body, featuring the most advanced collision repair facility in Northwest Wisconsin. With a state-of-the-art spray bake-down draft paint booth for that better-than-new finish, laser technology for precision frame alignment, loaner cars available, computerized estimates, written guarantees, and documented unmatched customer service, the clear choice is Ernie's Auto Body, south of Hayward on Highway 63 and Nursery Road, where quality is no accident.
Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering welcomes you to stop in for their great lunch menu, and you can enjoy your lunch right out on their deck. Lynn's also has fresh cut-to-order steaks, as well as a great selection of brats and sausages for those great summer cookouts. Lynn's also has a variety of snack sticks, jerky, cheese curds, and much, much more. Lynn's is open Mondays through Fridays from 9 to 5:30, Saturdays 9 to 4, and Sundays 10 to 3. Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering in Hayward. Big fish stories come to life at the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame. The world's largest shrine to freshwater anglers boasts a 4.5-story tall walk-through muskie that's a half a city block long. It's like taking a peek into Granddad's old tackle box with thousands of mounted fish, antique outboard motors, and historical sport fishing artifacts. Stop in and take a chance on the 2018 $18,000 Lumacraft boat powered by a 50-horse Mercury outboard sponsored by John's Motorsports of Hayward. See the big ones that didn't get away at the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame, Highways 27 and B in Hayward, open daily from 9:30 a.m. till 4 p.m. We're recording this week's show down at Hayward Bait and Bottle, and we're talking to Dennis here, and we've got Desmond in here, and there's myself and Art. And good morning, Dennis.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Hello, hello.
Dennis, we had to talk about the fishing here. I mean, we're in the summer right now. And it's pretty obvious summer patterns. Looking at, as we're recording this, we're looking at some more hot weather coming in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what are you hearing on the fishing, though?
The fishing has been, I would say, fair.
Well, I know I've been doing pretty good on the walleyes, yeah. And it's been a weed pattern, weed bite, and it's an evening bite for the most part, unless you're getting a responsive trigger.
Right, especially in the Clearwater lakes.
Yeah.
You know.
How about panfish? You're hearing much there. That's what I've heard, is they've been tough just about everywhere.
Yeah, they've been hard. Even bluegills have been tough to find. You know, you're always going to find the little ones, but if you want some decent bluegills, it's been tough.
Yeah. Bass and muskies have been actually pretty good.
Yeah. Northerns, I haven't heard much about northerns except for little ones, but the bass fishing is still good.
Crappie. Well, crappie right now are in big hordes out in the middle of the lake. On the clear lakes. That's why you can't catch them near shore. I mean, they're just in pods right now, and you have to look for the pod.
Eating bugs.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And the bug hatch is going bananas.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I had mayflies on the side of the building here just the other day. Yeah. So, you know, it's end of June.
You know, and one thing I can tell people up here, too, is that, you know, if you want to catch fish during the daytime, you got to look for them. Get out there and move around, cover a lot of water, and sometimes if you're especially walleyes, look for things like jigging wraps and snap wraps, Berkeley snap jigs, ripping wraps, anything that you can do to get
you know, trigger a responsive strike. Muskies, of course, most of the time we're doing that with them anyhow, right, with bucktails. But in the evenings, the mornings and evenings are the key times if you just want to sit there and relax and watch a bobber or do some jigging.
Right, yeah. And I, myself, I love morning fishing. So in the middle of summer, I'm up at 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm on by the water at 4:30.
Well, we just had the longest day of the year, for crying out loud, the 21st.
So it gets a little bit better as we go, so I won't have to get up as early.
Yeah. Anyway, you guys are all geared up here at the shop, too. Anybody needs anything, equipment, amazing amount of stuff in here.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Pretty much anything you need for fishing and information.
Well, thanks, Dennis, for coming in here and sharing that information.
You're welcome.
You know, and a couple other things we need to talk about. You know, some of the lake levels are up, Art. I mean, with all that rain we had a couple weeks ago here.
And that's the thing that people are deciding they're going to go kayaking on a river or a stream, they got to be very careful right now because the water is up and it can be dangerous.
Yeah, it's starting to go down a little bit, but still a lot of moving water.
Lots of moving water, lots of floating debris or things that have been shuffled around in there. Things might not be how you last saw them. Definitely need to take those extra precautions.
You were out in the Bass League last night.
Sure was. The largemouth ladies are back on the water, and my partner actually caught the second largest fish of the night. We just didn't get into the big fish pole.
Lesson learned. Some serious competition there now, Art.
Well, that happens, but if you want to make a little money, you got to get in the pool.
You know, we're going to have Desmond back on here later in the show as we're going here. Right now, I'm going to take a break and hear from some of our fine sponsors. Come back, and we've got a really interesting interview on a whole lot of different topics with James Lindner from Lindner's Angling Edge. I had a chance to talk to him last weekend. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages.
Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one stop for the Hayward area's largest selection of rods, reels, lures, fishing electronics, boating supplies, and they've now expanded their selection of soft plastic bass and walleye baits. No matter what you're fishing for, at Hayward Bait and Bottle, you'll find everything you'll need for a successful season. And while you're there, in their bottle shop, you'll find a full selection of beer, wine, and liquor, too. And also don't forget, now they carry Shoremaster docks, lifts, and accessories at Hayward Bait and Bottle.
The Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau in Sawyer County, Wisconsin welcomes you to our Northwoods hometown. No matter the season, no matter the activity, you'll always be surrounded by our great outdoors. What more could you ask for in a vacation destination? Woods, waters, world-class events. Contact us for information on lodging, dining, attractions, events, trail conditions, and more. Order your free vacation guide and start planning your getaway today. Visit us at haywardlakes.com or call 1-800-724-2992.
Finally, fishing a Lund from Hayward Power Sports. Lund boats are built by fishermen for fishermen. Catch your limit in a fully loaded 2018 Lund 1675 Impact SS for just $27,570. That's more than $6,000 under the MSRP. Lund's meticulous design is a perfect balance of strength and performance. Enjoy boating's best warranty with 3 years of bow to stern coverage and lifetime hull coverage. Plus, it's transferable, adding to the excellent resale value. Get your Lund at Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
If you'd like to have your time fishing be more enjoyable and productive, hiring a fishing guide can be a good investment. Whether it's learning more about fish patterns throughout the year, learning how to use your depth finder to find the best spots and fish, learn how to use that GPS to get the most out of it, or learn better boat control. A day on the water with a guide can really help you to be a better angler, as well as make a day on the lake very enjoyable. To book a guide trip this year or get more information, call myself, John Myrie, at 715-462-9402. Or Art Malin at 715-865-2336. Or you can find us on the internet at www.wiscnorthlandoutdoors.com. And then just click on Area Guides.
Welcome back to another segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. Myself, John Myrie, and co-host Art Malin. I got Desmond in here also as well. And Art, you know, I got a chance to get over to that St. Croix event this year. It was a big event this year, even with all the rain and stuff. And kind of wanted to see some of the people I've known for years and talked to. And I get some good interviews and good stuff. And I had a chance to talk to James Lindner. It was some good stuff there with him on smallmouth, on walleyes, and on muskies.
Yeah, we were there last year, and the crowd wasn't as big. That's kind of interesting. And I understand the crowd this year was close to 1,000.
Well, it's over that, actually, and the economy's good right now. Well,
it's a lot better, and you see people buying things that weren't buying them 2 years ago.
You bet. So let's hear what James had to say about those topics, and we come back, we'll have another interview and more on your outdoors. Well, James, you know, I know one of your favorite fish is smallmouth bass. You've won quite a few tournaments, actually, even doing that, and our smallmouth bass fishing is something that's short of spectacular all across Minnesota, Wisconsin, and a lot of other places.
You're right about that, and I really don't quite know what it is. It's sort of an odd thing, whether it's quality of water, a little bit warmer growing seasons. That the interesting thing is over like the last couple of years, how many different state records have been broken? You know, because a lot of our state records are like old. I mean, they're 50, 60, 80 years old. And just like within the last 5 years, I think five different states in the North Country, from North Dakota, Michigan, Washington was just broken. You know, the state records have been broken, and these were really old records. When you're talking smallmouth bass, 7.5 to as large as 9 pounds, those are pretty big smallmouth. Do you ever remember catching too many 9-pound smallies?
No. And you know, guys that want to fish them, there's a big difference between smallmouth and largemouth.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Smallmouth bass are actually, to me, actually, understanding the nature of them are a lot more like walleyes. You know, largemouth bass are so much more cover-oriented. They're really dedicated to fish around wood, weed cover, rocks, where smallmouth bass are a lot more willing to move out into open water, deeper water situations, to feed on pelagic forage such as smelt, tulipies, any type of deep water forage that exists in the lake. So they're, to me, they're a lot like more like almost walleye fishing. And by the same token, even your presentations are a lot different too, where you can go a lot more finesse. You know, for a finesse fishing for largemouth bass would might be drop shotting or tubes. With a lot of smallmouth fishing, you're fishing really small, microscopic lures to catch them. And you're not fishing for small fish either. You catch big fish on very, very small baits. They feed on a lot of bugs, I think. Or they're a lot more willing to bite on bugs, where largemouth bass do not do that.
You know. Some are smallmouth location. Obviously, it's different in the flowage versus a deep, clear, natural lake. But any good tips you can give people on location in the summer?
One of the best ones during the summer, you know, a lot of times people don't realize that actually smallmouth do like weeds, but they like weeds with rock or hard bottom around them. Those are really key spots to find them. The other thing for small, if you really want to become a lot of really hardcore bass aficionado, you know what's really critical? And it's really easy. Boulders.
Boulders?
Go identify the largest underwater boulders on those points, sunken islands, and you might be really surprised. Put a GPS or a coordinate on that boulder and cast around it. That boulders are a really big thing, just particularly if you get boulder fields. I think it has a lot to do with crayfish. You know, those types of areas have really a tendency to gather crayfish, and that's where they key in. And that, I know a lot of good tournament bass anglers that we fish against up in those Canadian events and even throughout the, you know, Minnesota, Wisconsin, that boulders are a big thing for finding big smallmouths throughout the summer months.
But, you know, and the thing too is that, you know, it's easy to find those boulders now, and you got things like the hummingbird with side imaging and stuff.
And you wouldn't even believe it. Absolutely. It's amazing, because that's the first thing I do before I even start fishing. I'll zigzag or drive over an area and just identify all those critical high spots and those largest boulder piles. And then I'll turn around and come back through and fish right back through those, casting right at those coordinates. And the biggest thing is that really, it makes you far more efficient. You know what I mean? Because a lot of times these fish aren't spread out on these spots like peanut butter on toast. The fish are really positioned on very specific types of underwater cover, and that being boulders in this case. So you're casting right to those boulders, and it's a lot more efficient.
Well, you know, interesting on that too, and it's one thing I want to talk about too, this, I've seen a big deal going on, and you guys are kind of some of the guys at the front of that, and that was, you know, getting reactive bites on walleyes. Rather than have to go out there and watch a slip bobber, you're throwing things like the jigging wraps and snap wraps.
Oh, that is the one thing that is really, I think that's even more and more people, you know, it's hard for people to change. In our area, central Minnesota, a lot of your core walleye fishing is still associated to live bait fishing. And it's still amazing to me that live bait rig fishing, jigging with live bait, you know, it guides, that's the way they have to catch fish. a lot of anglers today, and more people are finally tuning into the fact that you can use more high-speed, aggressive presentation. You look at a walleye, it's a pretty aggressive predator. Look at their mouth structure, their teeth. They got big teeth. Those fish are hunters.
Right.
And at different points in times, and one of the biggest things, you know, so many people think of finesse fishing slow to sort of tease the fish into biting with a really slow presentation. A lot of times what you can do is that more faster, more reactionary, triggering presentation to actually make the fish react to it. And it's fabulously effective in a lot of different fishing conditions. We use it in deep water fishing with like a jigging wrap in anywhere from 15 to 25 foot, 30 foot of water. By the same token, go up in shallower water situations using hair jigs, soft plastics, moon eye jigs, where you're using a heavier bait. Most of these conditions, when you're using more of these reactionary baits, you're going heavier versus lighter, because what you want the bait to do is jump up and down and be able to make that bait move really quickly to trigger fish into biting. A lot of people don't realize how important speed is to trigger fish into biting, and that's one thing, and it applies to all different species of fish, but walleyes in particular, a lot more guys these days are using that as a really highly effective means to catch fish. I mean, it's an amazing thing. We go out, and a lot of times we're the high-end electronics that we have today, where you can drive around, it's particularly in more deeper water situations where you're fishing the hard to soft bottom transitions, like over the next couple of weeks, the fish are going to get out in those deeper water areas. We literally drive around, you see the fish on your depth finder, you drop down and you jig on them, and we make five or six drops. And if you catch that fish, or you don't, then we pick up and you move again. It also goes into your approach, of course, too. You know what I mean? You're not going to obviously fish this way really where there's no fish. The bottom line, you have to find where the fish are at, you know.
You know, one thing I wanted to ask you too about, Jim, is muskie fishing. And muskie fishing has changed in the fact that I think these fish are getting a lot smarter and a lot more conditioned.
Well, you got that right. You know, I don't know how many years ago it's been changing, probably like over the last 20 years, you know, where we used to intermittently kill those really top-end fish. But as of more recently, or years, probably what, the last 15 years or 20 years, it's become almost all those fish are almost all released. Very, very few fish are, unless they're accidentally killed because of whatever, because of just bad hooking. But the thing is the fish become pretty highly conditioned, and you have to do something different to make them bite. That's one thing that's nice about the muskies, that these fish are in their systems. Some of these fish might be in our lakes. They're probably 15, 20 years old. Those fish could be caught 5, 6, 7, 8 times. After they've actually been caught, those fish become a little bit more gun-shy biting on a specific bait or a specific pattern. That's why you see so many different, in muskie fishing, it's amazing, where we didn't used to have all that many baits.
Wow,
look, you go into, you know, we're at St. Croix today, go look at the muskie selection, and baits, colors, sizes, actions, you know, all different types of baits from topwater, everything. I mean, the spectrum of lures has just went through the roof, and the reason, that's a big thing. And that's why it's what's so critical about those new lures when they come in, and they can become really hot. And we've been seeing it time or time again. The jackpot for it was so hot, the double cowgirl for a number of years. Now we're going with big soft swim baits as the new hot baits. And you know, what's next year? I don't know. Do we know what it is? You know what I mean? You know, some type of new topwater baits. I don't know. Nimmer swimmers, that giant bait, and maybe, you know, there's so many different lures. But it's interesting. I think soft plastics is becoming bigger and bigger.
Yeah, the thing I think people need to always keep in mind is that, you know, don't just rely on your favorite lure and that's what you want to throw, because, you know, sometimes that fish might have seen that lots of times.
Boy, that's the truth. It really absolutely. Experiment with different baits and sizes and colors, and actually how that bait's even moves in the water. That's a big thing, you know, because we have a lot of really big muskies, and all across, you know, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Michigan. The thing is they're fished by very, very good fishermen.
Nowadays they are.
Yeah. Exactly. And these fish, they've been caught at dark, they've been caught during the day, they've been caught on jerk baits, they've been caught on bucktails, on this bait, and this bait, and this bait. So you have to be there either at the right time when that fish is really hot, or do something pretty special to get that fish to bite in a lot of cases. And not to say that you know, I think today, actually, I know for a fact that muskie fishing in our area is better than it's ever been because of just, you know, just stocking programs. We have more of them. Minnesota, the interesting thing is in Minnesota, you know what the fastest growth percentage in Minnesota is?
Muskies?
Muskie fishermen. 9% increase in the last 4 years, and that's directly associated to the stocking program. They're more available. More people are fishing them.
I guess the key is just to try to learn as much as you can and be as versatile as you can out there in the angler and not just try to fish memories.
Yeah, muskie fishing's a workout. That's one thing. The biggest thing about muskie fishing, once you catch one, you become addicted, and that can be expensive. Expensive on time, lures, everything. It's fun doing it, but they're fun fish to fish for because what are they? They're the top of the line predators that we have in our system. And especially today's day and age, because there's a lot of real big ones around here these days. You know, you go over to Green Bay, I mean, they're
the monster fish in there.
Oh, 45, yeah. when they're 40 pounders, somebody will look at it, but until they get to about 50, then you start getting people's attention. And I'm not talking inches, I'm talking pounds.
Yeah,
they're pretty interesting. That years ago, how many of those fish did we used to see?
We didn't. I mean, back then a guy was a hero when he caught one, maybe two 30-pound fish a year. That could have been a 48-incher.
That's what I said. That's exactly what I mean. I know. Yeah. That's what amazing. That's how good the muskie fish. That's actually... Fishing today actually has gotten better for a lot of different species of fish. It's everything, I think, you know, angler ethics, catch and release. You know, people are, you know, our Department of Natural Resources with the slot limits and stocking, you know, different things and how to manage our fisheries. That's what the quality of our fishing is today. And the muskie fishing, I think it really depicts, really illustrates that really well.
Interesting stuff, James. I want to thank you for taking the time with our listeners here and watchers here.
It's always a pleasure. It always is. I thank you.
Well, Art, you know, that was really interesting and a lot of those topics we talked about with him. Anyway, we need to take another break and hear from more of our fine sponsors. When we come back, we're going to have another interview and more on your outdoors.
Check out OC Outfitters for all your fishing, hunting, and camping needs this year. They're ready to get you out on the lake with everything from rods and reels to licenses and live bait. Come see their Columbia clothing for men, women, and children. They have a full line of shirts, rain gear, shorts, and jackets, and they have new rifles, shotguns, and handguns to choose from. New this season, a propane filling station. That's OC Outfitters, 4 miles east of Hayward on Highway B, open 7 days a week. Phone 715-634-1044.
The most common bills you can't prepare for are vehicle repairs and medical expenses. Quick Check in Hayward is here to help when you're a little short. Get the cash you need today when the unexpected happens between paydays. Keep your utilities on. Avoid late fees and overdraft charges. When there's too much month at the end of your money, Quick Check is the safe, secure, and easy way to get you the emergency funds you need. Quick Check, next to Hayward Bait and Tackle, 715-634-9753.
Pet owners, if there's a word better than inexpensive, it's free. Hayward Animal Hospital has always offered a free wellness exam with the vaccination of your pet. Your cat or dog will be given the highest quality and most comprehensive vaccines available to ensure continued protection against a variety of diseases with no hidden exam fees. The next time your pet needs vaccinations, consider a free wellness exam and Dr. Ostrander's over 30 years of experience. Hayward Animal Hospital is located on Highway B. Call 715-634-8971.
Are you in need of marine service? If so, call Earl's Marine, located on County K between the Big Lakes. Earl's Marine is a local Johnson Avenue authorized sales and service representative. Need a boat lift? Earl's Marine handles shore station. Need a boat or a pontoon for a few days? Just call for rental information. Since 1966, Earl's Marine has provided outstanding marine service to this area. For outstanding service, open 7 days a week for sales with a mechanic on duty Monday through Friday. Call Earl's Marine today at 715-634-4783.
Welcome back to the last segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. Myself, John Myrie, and co-host Art Millen, and I've got Desmond Bennett in here as well. And, you know, right away I'm going to talk about a couple things. I got one of the guys at Hayward Area Guides that works here at Hayward Bait and Bottle, Eric Tuohy. I'm going to have a little short interview right now with him talking about bucktail fishing tips for muskies. So let's hear what he has to say.
Eric, you know, when it comes to muskie fishing, bucktails have been on standby bait for years, and this year has been a really good option to throw. Any good tips on techniques on using bucktails?
Absolutely, John. You know, as soon as that bucktail lands,
You know, if you're over or near an active fish, and that active fish, you spot that fish chasing it down. And if that fish might look, you know, active enough to eat it, what I highly recommend is that sometimes if you're keeping a consistent speed, instead of keeping that consistent speed all the way back to the boat into our figure eight, crank it a couple times really, really quick. Burn it in, get it moving a little bit quicker, and that little subtle aspect will get that fish revved up even more so to come and take a snap at it. And that sometimes it might raise the bucktail a little bit higher in the water column. We might even use the rod and raising the rod tip slightly to bulge the blade, so the blades actually kind of come up near the surface and the water will bulge and maybe even flap out a little bit. But that extra little pump quickness of the reel retrieve can really entice a fish, if not, bring it into that figure eight.
Well, bumping that reel handle too, a lot of times will cause the bucktail skirt, the hair stuff to flare out.
Yeah, oh yeah, getting it, you know, the fibers, whether they're synthetic or natural, getting them to poof a little bit can also really get that fish revved up.
And practice your figure eights.
Absolutely, 100%. And I always like to explain my figure eights for any angler or any client in my boat is to, when you're coming into your figure eight, not to come out and into the boat, come into the boat and away. Because what that does is it sets that fish up to be angled perfectly, so when you go to hook set, you're going to put that bait right in the coffin corner, as we like to refer to us.
Interesting. You want to give out your number quick?
Absolutely. Anyone looking to fish would like to get out on the water, 612-384-9127.
Well, you know, he's interesting to listen to, but muskies and bucktails seem to be the hot thing right now.
And if you just pull them in straight, you're not going to get one.
Well, sometimes.
You got to work it around at the boat. You got to do a figure eight. You got to keep it down there for a while, because if you had one following deep, you'll never see it unless you keep at it.
Our co-host here, Desmond, got a good bunch of information, and so I guess a good course on musky fishing, crash course.
An excellent crash course on musky fishing. You know, 3.5 days in a boat with Pete Mena, and anyone should be able to walk away knowing a good bet.
But you caught a musky up there.
I did have the pleasure of catching my very first musky. I caught it on a topwater, a black and yellow topwater. It was a 40.5-incher and put up a nice fight. There was a real brief follow, and he just inhaled the lure. Made for, you know, no musky's easy to catch, but with every fish I missed after that, I felt luckier and luckier that I got that one in the boat.
Well, you know, there's, like Booker said, and when I talked to him here last, he said, you know, there's location, knowledge, and skill are your three factors at catching fish. And if you can be with the best guide in the world and you got the location and the knowledge right there, if you don't have the fishing skills, you know, figure eights and how to do stuff, you're not going to be successful sometimes.
Last time I fished on the Lake of the Woods, I had about a 45 to 48 inch fish following my lure on a figure eight, 8 times. My rod finally hit the fish, and it, boom, it was gone.
Yeah. You know, interesting, Booger was saying, he said he used to get people ask all the time, so, well, do you guarantee fish? His answer was, well, do you guarantee that you can catch them? Because I can guarantee you I can put you over them.
Catching is another thing.
It's an interesting thing. Anyway, you were up there, you actually went to Lake of the Woods with Pete. You're filming a TV series now.
Yeah, it's called Catch and Relief, and it'll be a streaming show, kind of a newfangled approach to getting the media out there. I was filming with another Canadian woman, and both of us first-time musky fishing, and I mean, we just had the time of our lives. I had a lot of good action on the topwater, but I will say the most follows we had was on a bucktail, a black and orange bucktail.
And now you can put all that information to work here in Hayward, because we got some good fish here.
That's my new summer goal, is now I've caught one 40 inches. That's what I wanted. Now I want to catch a bigger one right here in Sawyer County.
You bet. Well, that's interesting, because you know what? There are quite a few fish out here. And when you start getting to 50 inches, they get a little harder to come by. And then that's pretty much anywhere you go, even up in Canada. But when you come around here, if you're looking for one that's 4 foot, 44, 45, 46, there's a lot of fish like that out there.
Well, I know that, and there's quite a few guides who are retired who never got a 50-incher.
And Desmond, I know you got a couple tips here for people heading out for maybe some fishing.
Fishing, you know, what I've experienced with the bass yesterday, they're still in the weeds or right along the rocks. That's what I've seen. Wear your flotation device. Make sure you got your sunscreen. And just think ahead. Have a plan.
You bet. Well, you know, we're about out of time for this week's show. I want to remind folks that if you miss a show, we do have that show on our website on the internet at WNORadio.net. From there, you can link through to our podcast site or to our YouTube channel. And sometime we get it up during the week, I put a bump there for that. Anyway, we're out of time for this week.
Take a youngster fishing, please.
And we'll see you again next week.
Listen with me, I'm going to take you there to our Wisconsin outdoors, our Wisconsin outdoors.
This program has been produced and hosted entirely by Wisconsin Northland Outdoor Communications. Any and all views expressed are not necessarily those of the station.